You're listening to Anthony Gargano in the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Live.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by Swat Cutter. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Anthony, help me. I just saw Ben Simmons in Mexico with this Jenner girl. I mean, why are you not in the gym shooting jump shots?
I know.
But I know.
What but?
He
is in the gym.
How do you know?
He's on because I stalk him on social media.
Yeah, where was the gym in Tijuana?
Well, maybe he didn't hit it for those 2 days. He's been working this off season. The two aren't exclusive. We all went on vacation. He gets a vacation.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not breaking.
He's soft.
Listen,
I know, but a lot of people do. Like, you see that a lot on Twitter.
What are you doing, Simmons? Get in the gym. They're in the shoot.
He is. I'm not saying you guys are saying it, but it is out there.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely out there.
Like, people resent him when they see him with a Jenner.
Look, I'm the last guy to say anything about, like, you know, guy going out and having fun or whatever. Yeah, I'm sure he's putting in the work. We saw his body change from when he was hurt to when he began playing. The guy is like a gym rat. So I wouldn't worry about that stuff. I say it teasingly. He's fine. Don't worry about it.
If Kendall asked any of us to go to Puerto Vallarta, I'm sure we would.
I'd rather go with Ben. I'd rather go with Ben than Kendall.
What?
Yep. I don't like those Jenner Kardashian people.
All right.
I always hated fantasy football because I thought it took away from the game of football. But now, sitting here looking at ESPN, waste almost a whole freaking 27 hours on drafting and all this other crap. I know why I hate fantasy football. It's just a waste of freaking ear time, radio time, any time. I don't know why in the hell anybody wants to get a part of this crap.
But listen. I hear you, like, you know, there's a lot of it devoted to it. I understand that. Like, I get a lot of time devoted to it. But the people love it. Like, you love fantasy. Like, I do. I love. I can't be a hypocrite. I love fantasy football. I understand what you're saying. I do love it. I will tell you this. There's a fantasy channel on Sirius. You know this, bro?
I've heard you talk about it, but I don't have Sirius.
So I don't know why every once in a while I feel the need to, like, to try to listen in.
I mean, ultimately, though, isn't it just football talk?
You're not going to do it anymore, though.
Wait.
No, I think he likes it.
No, but he heard something weird.
No, but I do it out of, like it's a car crash, right? That's why, right? It's like listening to a car crash. So they do the whole thing. It's like for the last... like 30 days, they do nothing but mock drafts.
Yeah, that's overkill.
And they do mock drafts for if you have slot order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it's like, today, if you have the third pick, we do the mock draft. If you have the third pick, if you have the seventh pick, we're going to do a mock draft or something.
Would you rather watch the Phillies offense or listen to that?
Or dinner for schmucks. I love it. Put it on a poll, bro.
I knew it was coming. Dinner for schmucks, mock draft, fantasy football talk, or Phillies offense.
Mock draft for every selection number.
All right, I'll get it on the poll.
For every slot. That's great.
I was like, huh? What are you doing? I just, for 30 seconds, it's...
What?
Yeah.
Listen, I know this is Red Sox and Patriots week, and you know, we hate everything about Boston, Celtics eliminating the Sixers last year. But I'm going to be honest with you. I hate everything about New York. The stupid pizza, the claim about soft pretzels. I hate the Rangers, I hate the Islanders, I hate the Devils, I hate the Jets, I hate the Giants, I hate the Yankees, I hate the Mets, the Knicks, the Nets, I hate their soccer teams, their WNBA team. I hate New York.
Yeah, I know. I hate Boston more, so I can listen.
Leave the New York Liberty out of this. WNBA is a safe space.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you hate? Were you hate New York or Boston?
I hate Boston more, and it comes from our growing up. It comes directly from the Celtics.
What's next?
Yo, cuz, I'm driving my truck for work, and I hear you 6 a.m. talking about gang fight. Now that got me pumped up. First freaking person I see with a Massachusetts license plate, I'm running them off the road.
Damn. Wow.
Now that was a B&C call, baby.
I love the truck horn.
That's a B&C call. I love that dude. Got me fired up talking gang fights.
When you guys were kids, did you do the truck horn sign, like going by?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I loved it.
What was it about that?
What is it about the truck horn?
It's so good.
Why do I like admire the trucker?
That's a tough job.
It is a tough job, man.
Woo. You know, when you were like...
Those big things, like, they're amazing, dude.
I saw a guy do a U-turn in one the other day, and I was like, no chance he makes it, no chance. And he pulled it out, and I was like, damn.
They're skilled.
Yeah.
Those dudes are skilled.
I
would run over buildings.
We had such respect for truck drivers when we were little. You know how, and this is bad, you used to throw snowballs at cars and stuff like that. We would never throw them at trucks. We'd stand out and ask for them to beep, and we wouldn't throw snowballs at trucks. Yeah. We respected the truck driver.
What's next?
You gotta be kidding me, man, with this crap. Hernandez leading off makes me sick. Once again, one analytics. Here's analytics. He's 0 for 13 against the Boston Red Sox. He was 0 for 4 on the weekend. He strikes out at a high rate. We're looking at pitchers right down dead red. Bring him back!
Oh, man. You're my brother. Thank you. Thank you. What is it? Like, I love JC Stark. Right?
Right.
Like, I respect Jason. Like, I really do. Do you remember, bro, when I asked him, Bobby, you were there?
Yep. One of the best in baseball.
He acts like Cesar was like the dude back in 93. Like a leadoff hitter of that ilk.
Like the only reason he's a leadoff hitter is because the only other place for him in the lineup really is eighth, right?
Yes. I hate the Cesar. I hate the Cesar.
Wow.
I am. I have to admit it.
He's a guy that kind of goes under the radar, but
I loved, like, see, people said the bitch about Jimmy. Jimmy's a leadoff man. I take Shane as leadoff man.
Yep.
Hey, this is Tommy Hunter sitting at the bottom of the Bagster bag right now.
Attaboy.
Just wanted to let Gabe Kapler know that I should not pitch the rest of the season. Dumpster in a bag.
I love it. I love it. I want Tommy Hunter in a Bagster, and then I want to throw 3-day-old hot dogs at him.
And then douse him with some hot dog water on top.
Yeah, like the dirty water.
Yeah, that's
good. The dirty water.
Oh, yeah. The dirty hot dog water.
I want to throw dirty hot dogs at him. He's the worst. That blob. He's terrible. All right, sit tight. Talk to Shefty coming up next. You don't want to miss Shefty on the NFL.